It's the time of year when packages are arriving, wrapping is underway, and Recycle Utah's director, Insa Riepen, brings her expertise to the conversation on all things trash. Most Summit County residents have curbside recycling, and there are three categories that go in those bins: metal, fiber, and hard plastics.
In the metal category, aluminum cans and tin steel cans, that's it. And in the fiber category, that's the paper, any kind of paper, minus the bows, minus the ribbons at this time, and of course cardboard and paperboard, and hard plastics only, number 1 through 7, absolutely positively no plastic bags ever.
Ribbons and bows should be brought to the recycle center, and Riepen will make sure they're sorted and available to be reused next year. Plastic Christmas trees should be reused, and for cut trees, there are drop-off areas in several locations throughout the county. In the springtime, they'll be chipped for mulch.
Artificial tree, our expectation is that you keep it for 500 years because that's how long it will probably last. So keep reusing it and passing it on. And if you have a cut, formerly live tree, which is the best way to go, there are terrific and convenient ways to get rid of it after the holiday. First and foremost, I'd like to give a shout out to the Park City Lacrosse team. They have a service where you can go online. They come and pick it up. That is their biggest fundraiser of the year, I believe. It's a great service. In town here, the North 40 is the drop-off site. And in the county, at the Jeremy store, as well as at the Sinclair station, drop-off facilities.
Go to recycleutah.org for more information on Summit County's recycling programs. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.